Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Hey, there you are, VJ.
Hey,
hello?
Are we live? Are we on there?
Yes, sir.
Well, great. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Matt Jazz. I'm calling live in on remote from 1800 Chicago, where we're giving out hot dogs, hamburgers, all kinds of good stuff. We got the Q community, the health community up here out here. We got folks acting a fool out here, folks throwing water on folks. We got folks in treatment trying to come out of treatment. We got folks out on the drug scene trying to get in treatment. We got folks on Chicago acting like a complete nut. But you know what? It's called a day of hope. That's what we call it. And I'm just really excited and watching folks just having a good time out here. I want to thank my – hey, bro, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Good to see you, bro. I just want to thank Erica and Patty for helping me out in the studio. How you guys doing in there?
We are all right. Patty went back to her office. You know
she
her.
Went back to her office.
You know her.
Erica, I wanted you to run down the calendar of events. I know we've got Human coming up, but this weekend we do have the Festival for Fathers. We're going to be honoring our fathers, the wonderful fathers that have made a great contribution to our community that have done some great things at North Commons Park. And so I was wondering, do you have the schedule with you?
Yep.
Okay, could you go ahead and just run down the line of events? While you do that, I've got to put music on. You know, wouldn't it just happen like this, Erica? As soon as I go on the air, the music stops. Everybody's asking me to put music back on. The CD
nice.
Stops. I was hoping that, you know, the CD been playing all this time, and now I'm on the air with you. The music stopped. Everybody's coming up to me saying, put some more music on. I'm going to do that while you tell everybody about all the events that are going to be happening. Could you do that for me?
Absolutely.
Okay,
all right,
great.
So like DJ mentioned, we have Festival for Fathers this Saturday from 11 to 4 at North Commons Park, 1801 James Avenue North in Minneapolis. On Saturday, August 18th, we have the Human event from 11 to 3 p.m., and that's at Sabathany Community Center. We have a State Fair parade coming up August 23rd at 10 in the morning. That's in St. Paul at the State Fair. We have Senior Day coming up August 24th from 10 to 3. That's a Friday, and that's at North Mississippi Regional Park. And we have the Urban League Family Day Parade Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, August 25th. And that's at Urban League, 2100 Plymouth Avenue. And they also have Family Day from, I believe it's 11 to 8. And those are the events that we have going on right now. Well, VJ's putting on music. Oh, look, we got a caller, but they don't want to talk yet.
Oh, they don't want to talk yet? Okay, did you do all the events already?
Yep, I read the whole list off. The only thing I missed was September 8th, we have the Red Tails. I'm not quite sure what that is, though, yet, VJ.
Well, the Red Tails is going to be an event where we're going to highlight the Tuskegee Airmen. Hey, bro, how you doing, man? All right, man, good to see you. We're going to highlight the Tuskegee Airmen, and that's going to be the airmen that are going to be, back in the day, those airmen fought. They were the first black fighters that the military allowed to fight.
I just saw a movie about that.
Yeah. But we're trying to bring that exhibit here, and Matt Dads is trying to sponsor that to bring them here in September 8th. So we're excited about that. We don't have much time to pull it off, but we're working on pulling it off and bringing it to North Common. So we're pretty excited about that. And we realize that, you know, a lot of our kids don't know our history, don't know anything about history. So we're trying to elevate and motivate them to learn more about their history.
That's really cool.
Well, thank you very much. And I realize that, you know, it's important that sometimes you got to be trailblazers in this work. And I found out that for sure in this work that we do, that we need people that can make that happen and that can, you know, just kind of get stuff started. And that's kind of what I've been doing. And I thank God for the leadership and the folks like you that are working, and Patty and the great folks that are working at Mad Dads and making it, and our outreach team and just everybody. And, you know, Gil Bagg is out here. He's with Family Time and the Center for Fathering, and it's a lot of great groups out here. We're out here live on 1800 Chicago, and I want to thank I want to really thank my team at the office for helping me to do a live remote here and just kind of be able to get on the program and still do it for those that are reaching out. I want to talk about health a little bit today because, you know, I feel really good. I feel really good. You know, I'll tell you something, Erica, I'm just going to be honest. Somebody had a big bag of fried chicken, right? And they said, give me. And I stuck my hand in, and I got a piece. And I was just thinking about how good that piece of fried chicken was and how bad it was for my health. And, you know, I mean,
it wasn't good for your health, but it was good for those taste buds.
Have you ever had a piece of chicken that was so good that you looked at it and said, can't there please be more meat on this piece of chicken? I was just hoping that it would have an extra piece of fat or something somewhere. But I just looked at the bone and said, okay, I'm just going to throw you away. There's nothing extra there. There's just nothing there. But I realized that I had one hot dog and a piece of fried chicken and some crackers and an orange. And I said, you know what? I remember, Dave, we'd eat 6, 7, 12, 13, 14 pieces of chicken. We would eat, you know, 10 or 12 pops, and then I would have 3-4 candy bars, and then I might have a half a gallon of brandy or some Cavassier or something like that. So I'm doing much better.
That's good to hear. You got to give me some of your discipline, VJ.
Well, you know, Erica, you know, I hate to say this. I'm a little jealous. You know, I'll probably never be, you know, slim and trim exactly like you. I don't know how you do it. I see you eat up everything. Sometimes I wonder, are you going to eat the knob off the refrigerator? I just don't know how you eat all this stuff, and then you stay so slim and trim, and you're able to do that. That is something that God has gifted you with. You know, whatever I eat, it go right to my gut. So I have to be careful.
I think it's the activity with my kids, though. My kids keep me active. I run around with them a lot.
Well, that's a good thing. We're at 1800 Chicago right here now. Come on down, get free hamburgers, free hot dogs, watermelon, music, all kinds of stuff. We got Q Community out here. Center for Fathering is out here. All kind of organizations out here. It's called the Day of Hope. The Day of Hope, where people that need hope in the community can come out here and just get a little more hope and get a little more of what they need to do, what they need in the community. So we understand and we believe that it's important for everybody to take the resources. Of course, it's National Night Out, and we know at National Night Out, what we do is all over the community, folks are going to be out in the community barbecuing and connecting with their neighbors and doing good stuff out in the community. So National Night Out is a great time. It's a great day. It's August the 7th, every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, every year. So it's a great time, and I know that I'm always looking forward to it. We'll be on 27th in Portland doing a rap contest today. We're excited about that. And I don't know, Erica, maybe you can come down and be a judge for us, help us out, you know, help us out a little bit, you know.
Maybe you can do a little rapping for us.
Hey, you know, I don't have any problem doing that because I know Mad Dads is cool, Mad Dads is hot, but I know one thing that Mad Dads do got. We got good people and we got real class, and I'll tell you something, we ain't afraid of the trash. We'll move the trash and we'll make it clean because we cool, we smooth, we mean, we trick. You know, I can't think of nothing else to rhyme. But that's all right.
That was
good.
You were good for a while. That was good.
I will work on my rap song, but, you know, Sharp Body, I don't know why he hasn't called. Usually he calls in. And he's got the Mad Dad theme song. He can do that like nobody else can.
We got two callers. Nobody wants to say anything, though.
Well,
everybody's
all they got to do is push.
Quiet today.
That's okay. All they have to do is push one, and then they can be a caller, and they can. You let me know when they're ready, and we're ready to talk. Like I said,
I got an eye on them.
Okay, they just want to listen in, right?
Yeah.
So, if you want to talk to me, let me know. Just push one and you can talk to me. I'm live here listening. Matter of fact, I'm doing some little Eddie Kendrick in the background. I'm inside the outreach unit just trying to chill out so you can hear me out here. But everybody's having a good time, man. There's plenty of food out here. They got healthy food, oranges and apples and all that. And if you know somebody like me and you got a little connection with some of these folks in the backpack, you can get a piece of fried chicken. Hey, let me tell you this. Health is important. We've got some problems, and we're going to be talking about that on the 18th. We're going to be talking about health screening August 18th from 10 to 3 at the bathroom. It's called HUMAN, the annual Community Boys to Men Health and Resource Fair. And what we found out is that men are not taking care of themselves. That's why women live longer than us. For some reason, women take better care of themselves. But men don't seem to be taking care. They work hard, and they just, you know, pour everything into what they do, and they don't take time out to go to the doctor. And if it wasn't for a wonderful woman like Erica, and who else is in there?
Melissa.
Erica and Melissa, you know, looking out for men, getting us, and, you know, people, you know, getting us to the doctor, wonderful ladies like my wife. They get us to the doctor, make sure we take our medicine, and make sure we do what we have to do. I think there'd be a lot more men that would be dead or in the hospital because we just don't pay attention to them. We should be paying attention to our health. I know one thing for sure. When I found out I had diabetes, you know, I just was like, I couldn't believe it because diabetes can do some strange things. I was looking at all the people that lose their foot, you know, lose fingers, and just from eating the wrong thing. And so when I eat now, I cheat a little bit and get a piece of chicken every now and then. But, boy, it's just a rare occasion. I'm always trying to get something I know that's good for me and good for my body. It's just like exercise is important. Today, I cheated. And instead of exercising, what I did today, I danced in the kitchen with my wife. We did a two-step on two songs. And she was like, man, you're trying to get your workout on. I said, you got that right. So I got, and, you know, I gave her about six spins, you know, and a couple of, you know, bendovers and, you know what I'm saying, and we was doing our thing on the kitchen floor. But I try to get my workout on, and I try to do what I need to do to take care of myself and take care of my body and all that, and I think it's important. I've lost weight now, and I feel good. I believe that, you know, people drink and smoke cigarettes, and that stuff just takes away from my body. It really does, and so I want to encourage you, you know, if you're drinking, if you're alcoholic, because some of you know you're alcoholics, and the alcohol caused so many diseases in our community, and the cigarettes caused so many diseases, and our kids in the secondhand smoke. I remember the other day I was looking down the street, a mother was in the car, she had the windows up, but she had her window down, she was smoking a cigarette, and all the smoke was going to the back. She had two kids in seats, in baby seats, and I thought, those kids don't deserve that. That mother needs to be educated. And I hollered, I said, baby, you're killing the kids with that smoke. And she said, you know what, you're right. You know, she didn't cuss me out. She didn't get mad, but she did say, you know what, you're right. I need to stop doing that. We need to watch out for our kids and look out for our children. Watch out what we do around them, you know. It's not about do what I say do and or don't do what I do. They're going to do what we do. If they see us do it, they believe us. We're their leaders. We're their heroes. And we're their sheroes, and they're going to do what they see us do. I know one thing for a fact. I was really proud to say that my grandbaby has never seen me smoke a cigarette. My grandbaby has never seen me drunk. You know, my kids have never seen me drunk. I can't say my kids ain't never seen me smoke a cigarette because, you know, some of my kids are old, you know. So some of them old kids probably caught me doing some stuff, but they never seen me drunk. And because I always wanted to be have a level head around my kids, and I've never gotten high with my kids, and I never will. That's just something I won't do, but I see a lot of parents do it, and they don't seem to care or mind, but I think it's important to know that it's not good to do that with your family. You know, being a parent is important, so if you're a parent, you know, be a real parent and do what you know you have to do in front of your kids. Another thing that I believe is really important is the mental health aspect. So many of us don't want to get the help that we need for our mental health, but we need to get that because if you need counseling or if you need help, don't be afraid to get the help that you need. I think that's critical, and I think that's important to do that. You guys want to talk a little bit about health and some things that you know that we should talk about?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty scared about health issues myself. I've avoided going to the doctor except for during pregnancy. So I try and keep myself somewhat feeling healthy, and I figure I'm all right. I probably am assuming now that I've been here for a couple months, I'm in the category with most of the guys. Even though I sit there and tell my boyfriend, you need to go to the doctor, you need to go get a physical, you need to get checked out and, you know you're all right and whatnot, I don't show him the motivation that I'm doing it. And I think I need to do that more.
Well,
I knew it was important to go to the doctor during pregnancy, so I went and I had my, made sure my babies were all right and everything, and I was all right during that time. But after that, I was like, okay, take my kids to the doctor, don't worry about me.
Yeah, and with me, I actually have a family that's full of everything, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression. So I actually take kind of good care of myself because I don't want to turn out like everyone else, so... The vitamins every day, the walking, and I'm like Erica, go to the doctor all the time.
Well, I want to ask Erica to do something for us because, I believe that, sometimes you just got to go by, what God leads you to do. But I would like for Erica in the next 30 days to call and just make an appointment to get a checkup. Just make that call, make that appointment, because one of the things is, when I look at Erica's little babies, those two little girls, I realize that what would their life be like without Erica? Their life would be in a shambles. Their life would be, Dad would be a good dad. But there's nobody like mom. There's nobody could be a mom to her. And so I feel like out of the respect and honor for those babies, that you look out for yourself. And so would you make a promise here on Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad, Blog Talk Radio, that in the next 30 days that you will make an appointment to get your checkup?
I promise in the next 30 days I will have a checkup and I will have an update for y'all on the 8th of next month.
All right. See, that's great. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. That's how you make it happen. You just make commitments to do what you have to do. And sometimes you need people in your life to push you, just like somebody would be in your life to tell you to smoke a cigarette or tell you to get high or tell you to smoke some crack. But then when you got the right people in your life, they tell you to go to the doctor. They tell you to go to college. They tell you to go to work. They tell you to do all the good things you need to do to be a good parent. When people can tell you to do the right thing, that's a great thing. That's a powerful thing, and it's a beautiful thing. So I'm glad that you're in our lives because you enhance what we do and the work we do. We're really proud that you're in our lives, both of you ladies. I'm really glad to have you ladies around. Can you talk a little bit about, to our listening audience, about how important, even to your health, mental and physical health, it is to be around places like Mad Dads? And how's your experience been since you've been working at Mad Dads?
Well, I suppose I could share my experience from last week. My background is basically not the best in the world, and I used to, take things from people that weren't mine. And I found a wallet last week, and even though I struggle in my head, being with Mad Dads and, I've been starting to pray more often these past few months that I've been here with you guys. And I feel good about myself every time I leave here, and I feel positive. So when I was having that fight in my head last week over, you don't know how much could be in this wallet. You could have a couple $100 now, and you're broke and everything. But then something just... before I even knew what I was doing, it's almost like God took my hand and put that wallet forward and said, somebody left their wallet here. And I gave it back, and I felt good about it.
Wow. I knew that God was going to, he's going to bless you through that. He already has, though. He already has. Your husband got a job. Your housing's going to change. Your kids are healthy. He's already blessed you.
Yes, he has. And he actually, it was kind of weird because later that night, my fiance's friend came over and he had happened to drop some cash in our garage. And he had called back later to see if my fiance could find it. And my fiance called him back and said, you know, yeah, I found it. Because I told him, I was like, that would completely defeat the purpose of what I did earlier today if you kept it. So you got to call him back. You got to do it. You got to give it back. So I called him back, and the guy gave it to him.
Wow. He let him have it?
He let him have it. So, I told him, I was like, that's the blessing that we got back for me being honest in McDonald's and me and you being honest to your friend. So,
I really think that was
part of what, you know, God said to me, you know, look at what you did. You didn't turn this in, and now this guy's going to be nice enough to give you this because you helped him out by saying, you know, because he was blaming his son for taking it. He thought his son had taken it. And I was like, you can't let him think that his son is stealing from him, you know, because he'll blame him to the end of the day. And that's not right to have somebody blamed for it if you know that you're not the one that did it, you know?
That's right. So let me hear your story about how Mad Dads has helped you, being a part of Mad Dads.
Well, the energy that goes on in this office is just wonderful. Everybody's always got a smile or something positive to say. Monday mornings is the best because we have a little staff meeting and everyone gets to, like, tell how their weekends went and stuff that's going on in their lives. And then we do the little prayer that, like, just lifts me up every day when I leave.
Well, that's great. And, you know, we, of course, we want to just, I don't know, is Patty listening to us today?
I believe she's listening. She's not in the office. She's in her office.
Well, that's good. Well, we just want to thank her for being such a helpful person and such a great team player. She really, truly is. And thank her for all that she gives and offers. And ladies, I want to thank you personally. I want to take time out to make sure I thank you for all that you give and all you give to Mad Dads and not only Blog Talk Radio, but the outreach and all the things, our volunteers, our mentors, everything that we're trying to do. And I want to say big thank you and big ups to all our outreach team and everybody. We're at 1800 Chicago out here where you can find anything and anything might find you on 1800 Chicago. That's where we had live and live in color. Man, I'm getting out of there. You wouldn't believe. I just seen a lady throw a bottle of water on a guy, and he did everything in his power to keep from hitting her. And he looked at me and said, "You see Mad Dad there? That's the only reason why I didn't slap you." And I'm like, "No, well, good, brother. I'm glad you didn't slap her. It's only water, man. It should have felt good." But I understood what he was going through. He was actually angry and bitter because she felt disrespected. But he didn't want to take it too far by getting violent, you know. So,
yeah.
So I understand, you know, sometimes people, the heat and all that stuff makes people get a little crazy. But we out here, there's a lot of good stuff going out here, too. They got music out here. Of course, Mad Dad is playing music on the outreach unit. And so we're doing the whole thing. How much time we got left?
We have 6 minutes and about 10 seconds left. How late are you out there,
okay,
VJ?
I'll be out here. I'll be back at 2.
Oh, okay.
So
you'll be over. Your party's over with before I get off. That's nice. Party while I'm at work.
yeah, that'll be it. But we'll be back over at the over on 27th in Portland. We'll be over there doing what we do best. So I'll tell you what. I'd like you guys to talk a little bit about what you know about health. Talk about what you think can be done about health and what people can do. And go run through our events again. I'm going to say goodbye, farewell, 1800 Chicago. I'm going to thank everybody. Matter of fact, make sure you come to our event. We're going to be in the State Fair. We're going to have a ball in the State Fair. I cannot wait, man. And the Urban League Days, that's going to be wonderful. You know, Erica's going to talk about all our dates again and all the stuff we're doing. Remind everybody, Tuesday night, our support group. We're going to have a rap contest tonight. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff going down. I'm excited. Once again, I am so proud of you guys. Thank you for holding Blog Talk Radio down. I will talk to you later. Hold it down for me, Erica.
Thank you.
Right,
bye.
After the clock goes down, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, so let's start with tonight, as VJ said, we have our Tuesday night men and women support group and our parenting class. That starts at 5 o'clock dinner at 3023 4th Avenue South. 5 o'clock dinner starts, and it will be over by about 7. National Night Out is also tonight. They will have a rap contest that is from 5 to 8 p.m., which means if you're going to be at National Night Out, you probably won't be at the Tuesday night meeting. And if you're at the Tuesday night meeting, you probably won't be at National Night Out. And anyway, that is at 27th Street, Columbus in Portland. So that is tonight. And then we have Friday, August 10th, is the first anniversary celebration of the Amen Corner. That's on Chicago and Franklin. That's Friday from 4 to 8. They'll have hot dogs and all types of stuff there, fun for you to do. Oh, I think they said snow cones also, so that'll be good, especially if it's hot. And Saturday, August 11th, we have the Festival for Fathers, and that is from 11 to 4 p.m., and that'll be at North Commons Park, 1801 James Avenue North in Minneapolis. It'll be lots of fun honoring all the fathers out there. We have the Human Event Saturday, August 18th, from 11 to 3 p.m. That's a health and wellness for men of all color at Sabathany Community Center. And the State Fair Parade, Thursday, August 23rd at 10 a.m., and that's at the State Fair in St. Paul. We have Senior Safety Day, Friday, August 24th. We'll be honoring all our seniors at North Mississippi Regional Park from 10 to 3 p.m. That'll be a nice time for all the elderly people to come and enjoy themselves and be pampered for a day. And we have Saturday, August 25th, the Family Day Parade with the Urban League Family Day. That's at 10 a.m. is the parade. And then they also have Family Day, which is from, I believe, 11 until 4 or 5. And then we have, that's at the Urban League 2100 Plymouth Avenue in North Minneapolis. And then September 8th, we hopefully will be getting the Red Tails. I will speak with VJ on anything extra that we have to get done for that, and I'll try and get it done because that is very important. That's a really cool thing to see. I saw a movie on it a couple weeks ago, actually, and I really got sucked into it. It was a very good movie. I don't remember what it was called, though. Anyway, so that's what Minneapolis Mad Dads has going on tonight. If you don't make it to the Tuesday night group, or if you happen to go to National Night Out tonight, please come to our Thursday evening group at 3023 4th Avenue South from 5 to 7. Dinner starts at 5, and that will be another parenting class. And we also have daycare for those that have kids, which would be most people that are going to a parenting class. So if you have kids and you need to bring your kids, we've got child care provided for you, too. Oh, we've got somebody that wants to talk. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Gil.
Hey, Gil, how are you?
I'm doing great. We're over here on 18th in Chicago at this health festival. And I'm telling people they need to really come out because all this stuff is just free. And all these people are just so friendly and, you know, and accessible. You can talk about it, you know what I'm saying? They can tell you how you can use your Minneapolis Cares and the various health plans that we have and stuff that we don't know how to use them and stuff. They show you how to access these resources and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of tents that's set up that for blood pressure and diabetes and all types of stuff, respiratory problems, everything, you know. They got people out here that's answering questions. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I like it.
Oh, that's good, Gil. Thanks for calling and letting us know. We got like 20 seconds left. Anything you want to say for the last 20 seconds?
Well, for the last 20 seconds, I just want to say that the Mad Dad loves the populace of Minneapolis, and it ain't nothing they can do about it.
Fabulous. Thanks,
all
Gil.
Right.
You have a good day.
You all, too.
All right. That concludes our show. Everybody have a blessed day.